live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, work is ongoing at Letterkenny University Hospital to increase capacity and staff working hours at the Oncology Day Unit. A father has hit out, meanwhile, at delays at the hospital's emergency department after his autistic son was made to wait a number of hours to be seen last night. The Taoiseach has not ruled out an independent inquiry into alleged sexual abuse at a disability facility in Donegal. And an increase in MICA homeowners opting to take part in High Court action has prompted further public meetings to be held this week. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First in news though, Gardaí have confirmed that they responded to a report of an incident at Donegal County Council buildings in Lifford earlier today. An incident is believed to have taken place this morning ahead of the scheduled Lifford Stranorter Municipal District meeting. The sitting was subsequently adjourned. No arrests were made and Gardaí say inquiries are ongoing. Work is continuing at Letterkenny University Hospital to increase capacity and staff working hours at the Oncology Day Unit. The HSC National Cancer Control Programme say they are aware of capacity issues within the unit after patient treatment targets were not met. A business case has been submitted to SILDA to extend the working hours of the Haematology Oncology Day Ward, while the Facilities Department at the hospital are working on plans for the reconfiguration of the existing Oncology Day Unit. Councillor Albert Doherty welcomes that capacity issues have been identified.
I'm happy that there's been clarification and acknowledgement that there is capacity issues and that there's an item to be addressed. And now the pursuit of that, I'm happy that the business case has been submitted by SILTA to extend the working hours, and also that there's new infrastructure being pursued as well, that it's identified as required. Capacity issues have been submitted to SILTA for an extension of the working hours for haematology and oncology. And particularly now that the SILTA have identified new infrastructure required for the cancer program in the region, the Northwest, then this must be a priority for government and for departments to deliver into the Northwest.
Any boost to the services that will prevent people from having to travel for treatment is always welcome.
Yes, because any interruption in cancer services is worrying for families, for patients. Any reduction in travel, which at the best of times is challenging for families, is also welcome.
Meanwhile, a father has hit out at delays at Letterkenny University Hospital's emergency department after his autistic son was made to wait a number of hours to be seen last night. 14-year-old Jack took an epileptic seizure at home last night at around 9:30 p.m. After contacting emergency services, it took over an hour for an ambulance to arrive at his home. Jack was finally assessed at the hospital's emergency department at 2:40 a.m., 4 hours after taking the seizure. His father, Sean, spoke earlier on today's 9 till noon show.
He took an epileptic seizure here last night at 9:30. We rang for an ambulance at 9:33. We're told it would be 30 minutes before it would be there. Then it ended up being just about an hour. They came here. They told us that there was a delay on A&E. They did tell us that it could be an hour and a half, 2 hours. We left here. By the time we got to the hospital, to A&E, and Jack could see, it was 2:40 in the morning. We came to the hospital. They told us that we were going to be prioritised. We came to that hospital, Greg, and there were 4 other ambulances sitting in front of us. Jack cannot take, you can't explain to somebody that doesn't understand that they're going to be sitting strapped in a bed for 3 to 4 hours. When we got Jack into A&E, he was that badly distressed that we ended up that we had to bring him home at about 4 o'clock this morning, because they were scared he was going to take on another seizure. I'm not on here today to give out about an ambulance driver or the doctors or the nurses in Letterkenny Hospital. They were 100%, they went over the top in every way, shape and form. But it was a disgrace, for not alone our child, but for every other person that had to go on to A&E. I spoke to one woman that was there for 8 hours yesterday. She was scared to get up to go to the bathroom in case she missed her slot.
The finance minister's warning price gouging by businesses could ruin Ireland's tourism industry. Pascal Donoghue says those charging high prices are damaging their own and Ireland's competitiveness. Donegal man Paul Brady says he was charged €600 for one night stay in Dublin last night to attend a gig. He says despite booking months in advance, the hotel prices were still extortionate.
We would have started looking for the rooms a couple of months ago, but the cheapest prices were up at, like I said, €600, €700 for the quality of the room, the quality of the service, and it wasn't a very good price. Like, small things, like no breakfast there, the room was the size of a cupboard, like, and there's no parking, so I ended up paying, it was €38 as well for parking.
The Taoiseach has not ruled out an independent inquiry into alleged sexual abuse at a disability facility in Donegal. A follow-up validation report that identified a further 10 abusers, in addition to the resident known as Brandon at Argrania Court and the Sean O'Hare unit in Stranorler, has been submitted to Gardaí, who say a trawl of records is expected to be complete within 6 weeks. Raising the matter in the Dáil, Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle claims families have been let down by the HSE at all stages and to this day do not know the full extent of what abuse may have occurred. He called on the Taoiseach to sanction a full public inquiry.
I wasn't going to deal with this today, but I think it has to be dealt with. The Gardaí were informed about Brandon. 10 years, they did nothing. So the Gardaí are not the body that is going to be responsible for dealing with this. And I think it's sad to say that we can't rely on them, but that is a fact, Taoiseach. You know, this is a lot bigger issue, and there's been failings right across the board, not only in the HSE, but the HSE are the main cause of it. But the Gardaí have failed. I believe HICWA have failed. And there's been huge failings. And the people that they have failed are the residents, the families and the staff members of Argrania Court and wider services right across Donegal. So I think it has to be an independent report. We can't rely on... And I'm sorry, but if you're putting... I wouldn't put any store on the guards at this stage in relation to it. It hasn't been dealt with and it hasn't been published rightly through this, but they haven't. They have nothing to benefit in relation to this. So I think, Taoiseach, I would urge you to talk to your cabinet colleagues, talk to the minister, look at having an independent report, an independent investigation. That's the only way that this can be done, because it has to be done in the open, fully out there. The HSE, this would never have come out at all if it was left to the HSE. This would be hidden all the time. And that's the reality of the situation.
Thank you, Deputy.
Well, Micheál Martin, while acknowledging the very serious nature of the issue, did not rule out an inquiry, but rather believes Gardaí should complete their review before further steps are taken.
What may have happened 10 years ago may not inform what could happen today in terms of a rigour of a Garda investigation. We've been told it'll be about 6 weeks. Given all that's happened, I think we're prepared, obviously, to give the Gardaí that 6 weeks. But I'm not dismissing, ultimately, what you are suggesting. And we'll give that very careful consideration in terms of how we take this forward to give clarity answers to the families and to the victims. I'm aware of what you said in relation to the validation report when I became aware of that myself very recently in preparation for this situation. So I think it's very, very serious. And given the scale of it, potential scale of it, it could very well merit an inquiry of some sort. But we have to work through to do that.
An increase in MICA homeowners opting to take part in High Court action has prompted further public meetings to be held later this week. Defective Blocks Ireland Group and Coleman Neagle are holding meetings on Friday at 7 p.m. at the Mount Errigal Hotel Letterkenny and on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Strand Hotel Ballyliffin and 7 p.m. at Mallinhead Community Centre. Over 700 affected homeowners have now joined the High Court action, being represented by Coleman Legal. Dave Coleman, principal and owner of Coleman Legal, says time is of the essence for those affected by defective blocks to join the legal action.
Now that the legislation is before the Dáil, we now know exactly what people have in front of them in relation to getting their homes fixed and how much money the state will be giving them. And of course, it's apparent now that there is a shortfall. And what we're doing is we're suing for the shortfall in each case. That's the whole context in which we're having the meeting. The reason we're having the meeting now is that our belief is that if the case is much stronger for people to retain their own non-grantable losses so that they can claim them if they issue proceedings prior to the legislation becoming law.
And in terms of the High Court action, have you seen an increase also in people coming on board with that?
Oh, absolutely, yes. We've over 700 people now have joined the case, and we would expect that this number will rise to well over 1,000 in the coming couple of weeks.
And it is important for homeowners to attend these meetings as it gives them an insight into the High Court action and also what is available to them.
Yes, absolutely. We've been working on the case now for almost a year, and it's only now that the public are becoming aware that, in fact, the tremendous resources that have been applied to the case are in their favour and in their interest. So they should join the case, absolutely. And it's something that if they don't join the case, then they really are losing control of the repairs to their houses, and it'll be dependent on the government or the council to repair as they see fit. So it really is their only chance to join an action. There is no other action available to them, and time is marching on in the sense of the statute of limitations also. So there are many reasons why people should act now to protect themselves and their families.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with athletics. Strabane native Stephen Maguire has been appointed technical director of UK Athletics. Maguire, who rejected a return to the governing board last year, joins from Sport Ireland, where he had been head of high performance coaching for almost a year and a half. He will replace Christian Malcolm in September and will be tasked with returning the UK as medal contenders in major competitions. Stephen's previous roles included Scottish Athletics Director of Performance and Coaching and Head of Sprints, Hurdles and Relays at UK Athletics. He was Coach of the Year in 2017, having led GB to 14 medals at the World Championships. On the Gaelic Games front, Seamus McEnany has stepped down as manager of the Monaghan Senior Footballers. The Farnie men exited the championship after losing to Mayo in the first round of the qualifiers. McEnany has been in charge since 2019 in what was his second stint as manager. He guided the county to last year's Ulster final, where they suffered a one-point defeat to eventual All-Ireland champions Tyrone. Big evening ahead for the Donegal Under-16 ladies. They're taking on Tipperary in the All-Ireland Championship semi-final. That game has been played in Termonbarry GAA Club in County Roscommon, and it throws in tonight at 7:30. Club-wise, here in Donegal, just one fixture tonight is in the Junior Hurling Championship. The Letterkenny Gaels are playing host to Tatanta, and that one starts at 7:45. In football, Bunnigie United can be crowned Donegal Youth League champions this evening when the Mukaju Rovers, the game has been moved to the Letterkenny Community Centre, kicks off at 7:45. Should Bunnigie gain at least a point, then they will be crowned champions and will lift the Dick Duffy Memorial Cup. Bunnigie have had a perfect season so far, winning 8 from 8. In the other games tonight, starting at 7 o'clock, Ballyrain will play Ballybuffet United. Drumbar take on Drumkeen. Letterkenny Rovers play Mulroy Fannett. And then at 7:30, Milford United are playing host to Gweedore Celtic. Romelu Lukaku has completed his medical ahead of a loan move back to Inter Milan. The Belgium striker left the San Siro for Chelsea 12 months ago for €115 million. But Inter will play a loan fee of €8 million for the season. And Rugby Ireland head coach Andy Farrell says his players will have to learn a lot from this morning's defeat to the Moray All Blacks. Ireland went down 32 points to 17 in Hamilton and picked up several injuries throughout the game. Speaking afterwards, Farrell gave an update on the fitness of Cian Healy, Jamie O'Brien and James Hume.
Cian doesn't look too good, but I wouldn't like to. He was in a little bit of pain coming off the field. It's settled down a bit, so we'll see with him. Jimmy came off with a strain. He thinks it's a strain, but he's feeling good in the changing rooms there. There's a few lads cramping at the end as well. You know, it was a tough old game, and especially for the forwards. Like we always do, we'll just dust ourselves off and wait and see how people wake up tomorrow morning.
And to tennis, Emma Raducanu has lost the first set of her Wimbledon second round match with Caroline Garcia by 6-3. Raducanu will look to avoid the same fate as Annette Kontaveit. The women's second seed lost in straight sets today to Jules Yernemer of Germany. 2017 champion Gabin Muguruza lost her first round match to Gert Minmann. And fifth seed Maria Sakkari, sixth seed Karolina Pliskova, and eighth seed Jessica Pagelu all progressed to round three. While men's third seed Casper Ruud is out, beaten in four sets by Hugo Humbert. No such worries for the men's top seed Novak Djokovic as he sailed into round three with a straight sets win today. That's your tennis update. That's your sports update. We'll have more tomorrow morning, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, the EU's Brexit negotiator says the UK's Northern Ireland Protocol Bill is completely unacceptable and breaches international law. MPs gave their initial approval on Monday to the bill, which would overturn parts of the Brexit deal relating to the North. Speaking in Brussels today, the European Commission's Maro Sefcovic said the EU has all the technical solutions on the table, but they need goodwill from the UK to move forward.
Doors are open for the negotiations, but it has to be constructive negotiations, and it cannot be done in a way that, okay, we negotiate, but the result is given in advance. And the result, as it was presented in the bill, is completely unacceptable to the European Union, because it just simply breaches the international law and the most important agreements we have signed just 2 years ago.
The manager of the Donegal Domestic Violence Service says legislation governing domestic abuse isn't the issue, but rather the implementation of it. Yesterday, Justice Minister Helen McEntee announced that sentences for domestic abusers is set to double to 10 years as part of a €360 million plan to tackle domestic, sexual and gender-based violence. Dr. Marie Hainsworth told today's 9 till noon show that while it is a welcome step, much more work needs to be done.
It's not actually the legislation that's the problem. It is the implementation, and it's everything that goes around in the background. The coercive control legislation, and then I know they announced yesterday that they were going to increase sentencing. These are slow processes for them to be implemented, and it's not just the legislation itself, which does seem to be quite comprehensive, and it certainly has opened up a new way of working in terms of taking cases of domestic abuse. But at the same time, you then need the backup of everything else. So you need guards to be trained, you need other agencies to be aware of it, you need judges to know when and when they can't kind of admit evidence, you need solicitors to be fully conversant with it. All of that does take time, and the DPP then has to sign off on all these prosecutions before they can go ahead. There's a lot of to and fro in to determine what exactly is going to meet the criteria for this new legislation. Can be a bit hit and miss in the beginning.
Minister McEntee revealed the maximum sentence for assault causing harm will double from 5 to 10 years, but that's providing they come before a judge, and that can be complicated for all of the reasons you've just outlined.
Yeah, and I think, you know, News Talk did an article the other day when one of the barristers was saying the backlog of cases, you're looking at 2 to 3 years before sometimes these cases are being heard. So you can imagine what happens to evidence, what happens to witnesses' willingness to come forward. Very often, you know, other offences have occurred in this time, so you begin to look at a whole collection of offences. So instead of getting a 5-year sentence for that particular crime, they might get a total of 5 years for a multitude of different crimes.
The funeral of a 6-year-old girl who died following an incident at a swimming pool in Spain is to take place in Donegal this week. Emergency services were called to a hotel in Mallorca last Monday. Grace Mary Sweeney of Dunfanaghy was treated at the scene and transferred to a nearby hospital, where she later passed away. Her funeral mass will take place in St Michael's Church, Creeslaw, tomorrow. The HSE has confirmed that it is engaging with stakeholders with a view to include a wider offering of health and social care services at the new community hospital in Lifford. Earlier this month, the HSE committed to deliver a new facility for the town. Aoife Cairns has more.
After a lengthy campaign, the HSE has agreed to build a new community hospital in Lifford. The 25-bed unit will be built on a greenfield site. In response to a motion put forward at the recent Regional Health Forum meeting by Councillor Gerry Crawford, Dermot Monaghan, Chief Officer for the Community Healthcare Organisation covering Donegal, confirmed that they're engaging with other stakeholders to expand the facility to include wider health and social care services. The final costed business case, including the schedule for accommodation, is set to be nearing completion and will then be submitted to the National Capital and Property Steering Committee for consideration. A timeline for the proposed development will be made available once the proposal has been considered, accepted and ratified.
Well, with an eye more showers this evening. However, tonight it will become mainly dry for much of the time, with lowest temperatures of 6 to 10 degrees. And the closing headlines this evening, Gardaí have confirmed that they responded to a report of an incident at Donegal County Council buildings in Lifford earlier today. An incident is believed to have taken place this morning ahead of the scheduled Lifford Stranorler Municipal District meeting. Work is ongoing at Letterkenny University Hospital to increase capacity and staff working hours at the Oncology Day Unit. The HSE National Cancer Control Programme say they are aware of capacity issues within the unit after patient treatment targets were not met. An increase in mica homeowners opting to take part in High Court action has prompted further public meetings to be held later this week. Over 700 affected homeowners have now joined the High Court action, being represented by Coleman Legal. And the manager of the Donegal Domestic Violence Service says legislation governing domestic abuse isn't the issue, but rather the implementation of it. Yesterday, Justice Minister Helen McEntee announced that sentences for domestic abusers is set to double to 10 years as part of a €360 million plan to tackle domestic, sexual and gender-based violence. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Obituary notices for Wednesday evening, June 29th. The death has taken place in Birkenhead, Merseyside, of Eddie McDade, Czech, formerly of Upper Falask, Drumfries. Cremation will take place in Liverpool at a later date. The death has occurred in Spain of Grace Mary Sweeney of Knocknafaher, Dunfanaghy, County Donegal, and Waterford, County Antrim. Her remains are reposing at her home in Knocknafaher. Wake private to family and close friends only, please. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, tomorrow at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, care of any family member or James Harkin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Isabella McLoon, Knee Green, Mill Road, Glenties. Isabella's remains will repose at her home from 6 p.m. this evening. Removal from her residence on Friday morning at 10:10 a.m. going to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for Requiem Mass at 10:30 a.m. with burial afterwards in Fintown Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Anthony McGrenya, Listillan, Letterkenny, and formerly Carrick, Trenta. Anthony's remains are reposing at his home today and from 12 noon tomorrow. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15 a.m. going to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards to Cornwall Cemetery. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, please, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Maura Patton, Mullen Drait, Stranorler. Remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorler, at 11 a.m. Interment in Drumkeen Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish Facebook page. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Patients Comfort Fund, Barnes View Ward, care of any family member. Family time from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place in Thailand of Paul Sweeney, Derry Beg, Guidoor. Paul's remains will repose at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derry Beg, today until 9 p.m. and tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Rosary both nights at 9 p.m. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Church, Derry Beg, on Friday morning at 11 a.m. with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty Funeral Director. House strictly private to family only. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.